All right, welcome back to Get Hooked. It is August.
It is hot.
It's hot. It's sweltering. The temperature's up. The humidity's up. You know what else is up? Insurance rates.
They sure are. Woo! We're going to talk about that. You know what I did? I spent about 3 to 4 weeks in July just talking, just making calls back to back, talking to all these operators that we work with, a lot of our partners. And, you know, one of the number one issues, actually, I feel pretty confident saying the number one problem that they're running into is insurance rates and how hard it is to insure their businesses at a good rate.
It's not a fun topic to talk about, but it's the most important topic in the industry today, or at least one of the most important topics today. The cost of insurance is too damn high. Insurance costs have been going up for the last 10 years, and we haven't found a good way to keep them down yet across the industry. So today's topic is going to be insurance.
Yeah. And it's tough. We know it's rough for you guys out there. So we really wanted to bring on some experts in the field to talk about the best ways that just best information you can get on how to get your insurance, how to make sure you have the right coverages. So we're bringing on two special guests. We have on Andrea Hall, who is Honk's Director of Marketplace Operations. She's our resident insurance expert. I mean, she is just so knowledgeable about the insurance process. So she's going to drop a few nuggets of knowledge for us and really give us some pointers on what's best for you, our partners, our listeners, and just give you some advice on how to get some better coverages. And then you want to tell her about our second guest, Dennis?
Yeah, we're going to be bringing on Chad Nitschke, CEO and co-founder of Bunker.
Bunker,
a venture-backed insurance technology platform focused on simplifying the purchase of commercial insurance. What they're here to do is they're here to help you get through the process quicker, saving you time, hopefully saving you money. And what Chad and Andrea are going to talk today about are ways that you, as an operator and an owner, can keep your insurance costs down.
Yeah.
That's what we're really here to talk about. We're gonna talk about how to identify the right plans, understanding what your underwriters are looking for when they're rating your level of risk, and how to get the best possible insurance discounts.
We all have the same thing in common. You, our partners and listeners, Honk and Bunker, all have a sense of frustration on cost of insurance in this industry. And that's really the starting point. We want to figure out how to solve this problem so that way we can get you guys covered better and ultimately get you more jobs too.
It's a big problem. It's something that, you know, we may not solve today, but we're going to give you some resources to hopefully get you in a little bit better position to get those rates down a little bit, improve the next time you go out for renewals. And we're going to talk about some of the new technology that's coming down the road in insurance and telematics, things like that. We're really going to get in depth with the new tech coming into the insurance industry these days and how it benefits our service provider partners.
It's going to be interesting. So why don't you guys go ahead and join us? We're going to go ahead and bring our guests on now and jump into this thing.
I promise you, we will try to make this the most exciting insurance conversation there has ever been.
Rousing conversation. And if you're listening, before we hop into that interview, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Follow us on our socials. We want to make sure that you guys get all the up-to-date information we're going to be bringing you on this show. All right, guys. Well, once again, I know we mentioned this earlier, but we are so happy to introduce our guest for today's show. We have our resident Honk expert, Miss Andrea Hall, on the line. Woo, Andrea, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks. Yes. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. So we'll talk a little bit more about what Andrea does and why she is the genius that we go to for all things insurance within the Honk Network. But also, we do have a guest from one of our partners, Bunker Insurance. We have Chad. Chad, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Wonderful, Chad. Thank you so much. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, Chad, I did not want to butcher your last name. I was going to go for it, but I, you know, at the last second, I backed out. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and about Bunker.
Yeah, no, it is kind of a tough one. I mean, there's a lot of consonants right in a row. My last name is Nitschke. And so I am the co-founder and CEO of Bunker. And Bunker is basically a platform for small business insurance, but we're a technology platform. And so what we do is we streamline the process for, you know, it could be an independent tow operator, or it could really be any type of small business or gig economy worker to obtain the insurance that they need for their business partners and to streamline kind of that certificate of insurance process as well, so they can spend less time on insurance and more time on other things that are important to build their business. And my background is actually from the insurance industry. So I spent 15 years kind of in the traditional insurance industry before just kind of getting fed up with the lack of change in the industry and thinking and believing that it should be a lot better than it is today. And that was kind of the catalyst for me to leave and start a more technology-focused venture focusing on insurance.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, Chad. I was reading, you know, a little bit of backstory on Bunker, and I saw that you guys started out of frustration for the lack of change or just the change in the industry. And so I definitely want to get into that a little bit later, because we hear so much from our providers about frustration in the industry as well and the lack of change on their end. So it's interesting that we can bring the two sides together and talk about what you plan to do to change some of that and how Honk is going to be able to do that as well.
These are two things we really love, technology and small business. This is really our wheelhouse. This is where we land. We love dealing with our small business partners, and we are a technology company. So this is a great conversation to have. Again, Chad, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Before we kind of get too far into it, Andrea, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you do here at Honk and how you are impacting, how we're helping make a change as well.
Sure. So my background is in auto and injury claims litigation. I've worked for two of the top five insurance companies in the U.S., and I've been with Honk just over 2 years now, I believe. And so I currently manage our partner network in terms of performance, including claims, insurance claims mm-hmm. we'll talk about soon, and compliance issues like background checks and you know, making sure they've got up-to-date insurance on file and the proper coverages. It's all a form of risk management, and I'm really happy to get to transfer over my knowledge and help to protect our operators and our drivers.
Yeah, Andrea is really our go-to in-house insurance expert. If we have any questions, anytime I have issues with my personal insurance, I bring it right to her. She sorts it all out for us.
Absolutely.
She even takes care of Yvonne's roadside policies.
Listen, we need all the help you can get.
Right. We said we weren't going to do this. So
who said
Andrea
we weren't doing this?
And Chad, just so you know, Dennis likes to pick on me because I seem to have a few more issues with my vehicle than others. So I own it. But yeah, you know, I know Andrea's had some rousing conversations when it comes to claims and insurance. So I kind of want to hop into this. But specifically for you, Chad, I know you have a history in underwriting. So I wanted to start there. I know underwriting is where kind of the quote unquote magic happens when you guys are looking at how to put together policies for some of our tow providers. So what makes it so hard for tow providers to find and underwrite insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think a frustrating one probably for a lot of tow operators. Mm-hmm. But I think part of it just starts with the fact that the industry is, you know, literally centuries old. So, I mean, it's one of the oldest industries in the world. And because of that, it just has a history of kind of being a laggard from an innovation perspective, right? And mm-hmm. the good news is that's starting to change, right? You're starting to see more capital kind of coming into the industry. You know, companies like Bunker and then other companies that are really focused on innovation in the insurance industry. But really what makes it so hard is that for so long, it was just a paper-intensive process, right? If I'm a tow operator, you know, I need to share information about my operation with an insurance carrier. And typically I would do that in a, you know, paper-based form and, you know, fill out an application and get that sent in. And then there'd be some underwriter who would kind of manually review that, and they'd have some sort of rating methodology that they would use and, you know, kind of plug that in. But it was also at the same time pretty subjective and pretty manual and just very slow, to be honest. And so those are some of the things that historically have made it really hard to find and underwrite insurance. And especially, right, if you're that small business or that tow operator, things that you've probably found to be really frustrating. But the good news is, I mean, that is starting to change and starting to evolve.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there was a tedious process to go through, as with, you know, anything in this industry transitioning into the tech world, if you will. So I know your tech company, how do you plan for Bunker to improve the insurance industry? I know you're talking about the old process. So now it sounds like you guys have created a new process to really improve the process and get our providers better insurance.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, some of the things that we're doing are focused on, you know, streamlining the process to just apply for insurance, right? So instead of talking to a human or, you know, filling out a paper PDF, you know, kind of application, you know, you can use technology to really streamline that process and make it easier for that tow operator to, you know, provide the information that they need to provide. And that's kind of a, I would say that's table stakes, right? I mean, that's kind of things that they and everyone kind of in the industry should be doing. Some of the other things that we've done is we've innovated on the actual certificate of insurance. So the certificate of insurance is basically that, that paper-based form, right, that you need to show proof to someone and somebody has to create it, somebody has to review it. But it's effectively all just data that's captured about whatever kind of insurance that I have. And that's what makes it a really good problem for technology to solve. And I think we might, you know, talk about this a little bit later, but we launched what we call our live certificate of insurance that streamlines basically that process to prove insurance. And then one of the other things that we've really focused on is innovating on the actual insurance products, right? And so, you know, historically, insurance products have been bought and sold kind of on an annual policy basis. And it's been, you know, you pay your premiums up front in a lot of cases, and it's just not very user-friendly, or it's not like the products themselves aren't really purpose-built for what they're insuring. And so we've kind of dove deep into this usage-based insurance concept. And in some cases, we've built our own usage-based insurance products in partnership with carriers. And in other cases, we've partnered with companies that are building usage-based insurance products.
So, so Chad, for our listeners that maybe don't know, meaning me, what exactly is usage-based insurance?
Yes, great question. And I apologize, I should explain that. So,
That's literally my job is to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm helping you do your job. So, yeah, that's great. So one version of usage-based insurance that I think you guys are familiar with, and I would imagine many of the listeners are familiar with, would be telematics, right? And I'll use myself as an example here, right? So I have my auto insurance through a company called Metromile. And we have a car, we live in San Francisco, but we literally don't drive very often at all. I mean, we'll drive to go to the beach, we'll, you know, take our dog to the beach, things like that. But we just don't drive very much. And so it makes sense for us to pay for insurance on a per mile basis, right? And that's kind of the concept of telematics. So instead of, you know, me filling out a form and saying, I need car insurance, and they don't even ask me how, you know, how much I drive in a given year, now I just pay for insurance on a per mile basis. And that's really the concept of usage-based insurance. That's one example, which is more of a like a telematics-focused, you know, usage-based insurance. And then there's more that are emerging. And think about it as a way to change how insurance is rated for or charged for, just to make it a little more precise to that end customer.
What I really like about this usage-based insurance is it's giving a kind of a new space and a new way for our operators to, you know, be able to prove, I guess, like you said, have a better rate for their policies. So they, you know, the guy that's driving a Prius and has, you know, is just doing roadside should not be paying the same insurance rates as a guy that has, you know, a five wrecker fleet. And so this usage-based insurance application actually gives them the ability to prove what they do use their vehicle for and how often and where. And it's really great. It's, you know, changing the space, just like Bunker is changing the insurance space, giving them new opportunities to be able to, even for new drivers, to be able to enter the space with a reasonable rate.
Yeah, we completely agree. And I think there's more opportunities for that to happen, right? I mean, we've put together programs that are on like, you know, I mentioned kind of per mile, but depending on what the kind of end services that you're covering, it could be a per hour basis, or, you know, maybe for tow operators, it could be on a per tow basis, right? And that really kind of distills it down to, you know, charging in a way that makes sense for that end user.
I really like that. I mean, the tow industry in itself is so nuanced that I think that is such a huge benefit for these guys. And even on a consumer level, I think about how there's these programs that have been around now for, I mean, at least 5 to 10 years, where they have devices that you put in your car, and then it tracks your driving patterns, and it tracks, you know, how, you know, like you said, the mileage. And so it makes a difference on personal lines of business. So I can only imagine what a huge impact it would have on, you know, these commercial policies.
Yeah, definitely agree. I think there's a lot of opportunity to improve on that. And we're kind of in, not to use the overused, you know, baseball analogy, but, you know, probably like the second or third inning of, you know, innovation. So there's more good stuff to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so one of the questions I do have, though, is I know guys always want to know about the process and what disqualifies a certain tow company, you know, who would be ineligible for insurance. So let's kind of talk a little bit more about that. What would you say off the bat you can say are early disqualifiers that would cause a tow company to be ineligible for some of the policies that you guys write?
Yeah, great question. You know, some of the things would just be they have had too many claims. You know, claims, just like for any insurance policy, can be a deterrent or, you know, a red flag for underwriters to consider. And it's not to say that a tow operator can't have any claims, right? I mean, that's what insurance is there to protect against.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, either a frequency of claims. So in other words, if they've had a lot of claims for basically the number of operators they have or the number of, you know, services they're providing, you know, that can be one of the red flags and could be an early disqualifier.
But it sounds like individual operators can also affect a commercial policy. Is that correct? Or
yeah, absolutely. I mean, from an underwriter's point of view, I mean, that's basically what they're insuring against, right? Mm-hmm. Is if you are a one unit operator, I mean, that's pretty easy, right? You're in charge of your destiny and everything that happens, you're kind of in control of. But if you, let's say, have five operators or five power units, you know, all of those individual actions can then impact that single commercial policy.
How about driver age? Does that affect policy at all? Because one of the major issues that the industry is facing right now is, you know, trying to get an influx of younger drivers and trying to fill those gaps and bring in a more youthful mindset into the industry. And in my experience, at least, a lot of the barriers to entry as far as insurance is most underwriters won't insure operators that are under 25.
Or they will, but it'll be a lot more expensive, right?
Right. It's cost negative.
It is. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And again, I think that's one of those historical kind of issues. I like to think of what we deal with in the insurance industry, and you know, in a technology world, you talk about like technical debt, right? You know, kind of paying down technical debt, and you know, in the insurance industry, I feel like we're paying down regulatory debt, which means all of these products are. You know, when an insurance carrier comes up with a tow product or whatever insurance product they're coming up with, they have to file it in all the states and get the rating plan approved. And it's literally a year process. And so when they go to make changes like that, and we'll just use that as an example, they want to insure younger drivers. They can do that, but it takes a while for those changes to kind of take root and take place. And I would say, so you're correct in that it can be difficult. I think some of those things will continue to change over time. And, you know, another, I would say, early disqualifier would be, you know, just the age, and not necessarily the age of the human, but the years of experience. So in other words, if it's a brand new operation, those can sometimes be harder to insure. And again, if you think about it from the underwriter's point of view, they want data to make a better underwriting decision. And for a new operation, there's just not much data to really go off of. And so you can kind of see how it works, you know, both ways, but those can be some of the early disqualifiers. Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if they can't tell, like, if you've had history for the last 3 years, we don't know if you've had accidents or not. So yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Chad, I've got a question for you. A lot of our drivers, you know, have taken training classes, that sort of thing. Do you see that makes a valuable difference in the rating system for them?
Yeah, it can. I mean, different underwriters will have, you know, different credits or discounts associated with, you know, training or curriculum that drivers can take. So, you know, that translates directly into, you know, potentially lower premium. But then also, too, just the training itself is going to have a tangible value on, you know, likely having fewer claims.
I would agree with that.
and or claims that might be less severe, right? So things are going to happen. We all know that. And that's why insurance exists. But when those things happen, there's I think there's ways to kind of mitigate it from getting a little bit out of control, or to kind of manage it on the front end. So maybe a claim that could turn into be, you know, much bigger than it is just managed effectively on the front end. So absolutely, I think those are really critical for tow operators.
Yeah. And speaking of claims, let's say there's no claims on, and there's a history to look back on. Are there specific discounts for that? And then beyond that, what other discounts are available?
Yeah,
could
definitely
potentially be.
Yeah, I think those are, you know, so like the claims we talked about. So, you know, having a claims-free record, you know, and also having kind of a clean motor vehicle record. We didn't really talk too much about that, but underwriters pull motor vehicle records. And so those can lead to discounts as well. And then it really varies by the underwriting program, right? By the insurance carrier, just in terms of the specific discounts. But oftentimes you will see discounts associated with, you know, various types of training and so forth.
You know, we didn't really talk too much about it just yet, but, you know, here at Honk, we're such an advocate for the slow down, move over movement and making sure that just the public is aware of what's happening on the road. So I know this has to do, and I'm sure this has an impact on insurance, being that the industry is just, like I said, nuanced, and there's so many different scenarios a provider can find themselves in. And so there was an article that recently came out, it was on freightwaves.com, and it was the title of it was, "Is the towing sector too risky to insure?" And so we always think about that as far as being aware of the reality of how dangerous an operator's job is. Does that play hugely into what the underwriter is looking at and taking into account as far as risk or liability for the lives of these providers? Or is it simply more so about the equipment and the driving pattern?
Yeah, I would say yes, it is. And if you step back and you look at commercial insurance more broadly, so just kind of beyond tow operators, commercial auto insurance is currently going through a period of what's called a hard market, right? And so losses are exceeding the premium dollars that a lot of insurance carriers are taking in. And so when that happens, then you see carriers and programs kind of retrenching or even exiting the market in some cases, which, you know, going back to economics, it's all supply and demand. So as carriers kind of leave the market, then the carriers that stay increase prices, and they have to increase prices in some situations, right? Because they're losing money. And so, right. And the insurance industry is very cyclical, right? And so we go through these periods of hard markets and soft markets where, you know, the premium will fluctuate. And unfortunately, you know, there is a portion of it today that is, you know, it's harder for that tow operator to control, because commercial insurance has been going through a pretty hard market for the past 2 years. You know, now it will be interesting to see. I mean, now there's more capital coming into the industry. There's more programs, kind of new innovative programs that are coming into the industry. Mm-hmm. And you've also seen, you know, I think a reduction in accidents just through COVID, through fewer people being on the road. And so that has had an impact on, you know, claims. And it's still a little bit too new to really project out how that's going to have an impact over the next, you know, call it 6 to 12 months. But I do think there are some kind of emerging signs that could provide some relief on that hardening market, so that it, you know, some of those things kind of relax a little bit, and there's better options then for small businesses and tow operators for commercial auto insurance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So one of the things we know is that insurance is the one of the biggest, if not the biggest, cost to a towing business these days. It has been for some time. You know, states where auto insurance is generally higher, California, Washington, New York, New Jersey, areas like that have been experiencing this, like you said, hard market for some time now. This has been ongoing. There have been carriers that have been falling off. I think in some states we've been down to, you know, three or four carriers are the only ones that will even write new policies in the industry. I believe at one time New York was down to only two carriers that were writing the entire towing industry. How can towers, you know, find a way to reduce these costs while still being competitive in the markets that they're in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I wish I had a perfect answer to that question. It's a little bit like how do we solve kind of the healthcare insurance crisis in the U.S. Or something like that. It's a little bit difficult to answer, but I think
the tough questions here, Chad. No softballs.
Definitely, I like it. No, yeah, good. You know, a couple things come to mind, I guess, with that question. One would just be, it is cyclical, right? And so there's a certain amount of that cyclicality that you can't have any control over, right? You just have to kind of ride out that storm. You can focus on what you can control, and that is claims, you know, motor vehicle records, how you manage losses, you know, training. So I think there are some things that you can focus on that help kind of manage and control that. And then I think, you know, bigger picture, I do believe and I'm very confident that there are more programs that are very kind of data and technology focused that are coming to market. I mean, there's carriers that we're talking to right now that are launching new innovative usage-based and telematics programs specifically for commercial auto and for tow operators, you know, that are coming out in the next, you know, call it 6 months and beyond. And so there is light at the end of the tunnel. I believe that. It's just unfortunately going to take some time to get there. And I think in the interim, really focusing on what you can control, you know, finding a good insurance provider that, you know, will support you and find you kind of the best options, even if, you know, maybe in your given state, there's only three options available. You want an advocate for you, somebody that can really help you, you know, kind of get the best deal. And one of the things that I would like to see happen is if we think about usage-based insurance and kind of going back to that concept, I do think it would be really powerful if, let's say, tow operators were able to buy insurance on like a per tow or per service provided basis. And think about that as like the rating methodology, right? Because if let's say instead of paying, you know, $500 a month for my, you know, for my insurance for my tow operator, maybe I pay 10 bucks per tow or, you know, whatever the number is. And what that does is it allows me to really understand the unit economics of what I'm doing. And so in other words, if I'm charging $100 per tow, just to keep the math simple, and I know $10 of that is insurance, I can really kind of laser focus on the right unit economics. And it brings just more transparency into the process. And while we're not there yet today, I do believe that we'll get there. You know, we're moving in a good direction for those sorts of things to happen.
I was like, oh, darn. I just got so excited. I was like, oh, we're getting into some juicy stuff here. If I was an operator, I'd be so excited. I know, and Andre, you could probably expand on this a little bit more, but I know some of the questions that I always get, and this is just one question I always get is, you know, what's the difference if I'm only doing roadside versus towing? Why do I, you know, why are my premiums so high?
Absolutely.
If I'm just doing tow, you know? And so I think that's huge. But yeah, you can break down, you know, why, what we ask for, but also how that impacts our network.
Definitely. And I really like what he's saying there, Chad, what you're saying about the unit economics of this, because, you know, we've got such a wide array of services that we offer and a wide array of, you know, the different operators that do different permutations of all of these services. So some will only do jump starts and lockouts. And does a lockout have the same capability to cause as much damage as towing a vehicle for 40 miles? And I would argue no. You know, in tows, I'm seeing average claims costing, anywhere between, let's say like $1,500. And then lockout damage, we're looking at, you know, it's a windshield usually that's broken or a locking mechanism or a handle, you know, parts that are easily replaced, you know, don't require a lot of labor or paint, you know, no cosmetic damage. So these are going to be more in the couple hundred dollars range. So being accurately rated for the job that you're doing, and you know, being properly covered for those types of jobs is so important to people. You shouldn't be overpaying. And Honk really does a great job of making sure that our service providers are, hopefully knowledgeable in those sorts of senses. We don't necessarily require someone that's doing roadside only to carry on hook coverage. That wouldn't make any sense, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not asking for $1 million coverage limits if they're only doing, you know, minimal labor type jobs or not towing bigger, bigger vehicles, no medium duty, none of that. So we do ask that they, you know, request that they carry certain coverages for just roadside. We're talking auto liability, and this covers, you know, their vehicles. If anything should happen, they, you know, run into someone or something with their car, you know, the average value of the vehicle on the road right now, I think, is somewhere around $34,000. And so, you know, the question stands, do you need $1 million policy? What do you need? Mm-hmm. And it's all about taking into consideration your personal risk and assets and your businesses. A guy running roadside only is as a DBA, again, out of his Prius, you know, who doesn't own a house or have kids, for example, he just carries a much lower risk of loss than an owner with a 30 truck fleet and 3 statewide locations and a cabin in Aspen. You know, he's got, he's that one has more to lose. So he needs to have higher coverages. And you really, you know, people don't like to talk about insurance. I love this. I'm an insurance nerd. But, you know, everyone thinks that insurance is generally boring. And like you said earlier, it's a tedious process to get covered for what you need. So to send over your MVR and your claims history and all of that, you know, just takes a lot of time and effort. And so sometimes people will take the easy way out and only give minimal information, but then they're not covered properly. And that's where they get into trouble.
And the fact of the matter is really is that even though insurance isn't an exciting topic, this isn't a, you know, great fun topic. We're not going out Friday night and talking about insurance.
You're not. I am.
Unless Andreas sent over, unless Andreas sent over some really funny, wacky claims for us to look at over the course of the week, we're not talking about this at like Friday happy hour or anything like that. But unfortunately, like I said earlier, this is one of the biggest costs to small businesses and, you know, commercial road businesses, you know, any business with commercial vehicles and the towing industry, especially, this could make or break your business. Having the right insurance or having the wrong insurance could sink you.
I see it all of the time. Unfortunately, you know, I'll say that if someone is only carrying auto liability, or for instance, maybe their commercial general liability has lapsed, you know, they're not covered properly, they and their assets are left exposed to lawsuits. I mean, you have to, you think about your car as the main thing that you have to have insurance on, right? But you really have to have additional business insurance, and your auto liability needs to be what they call commercial auto liability. Your personal car insurance through, you know, Geico or Allstate, those policies often have what's called a business exclusion. So if you're using your car for business purposes, they will most of the time, you know, automatically deny any of those sorts of claims. And then you're just left exposed. You know, any savings you had is gone. You're subject to lawsuits or small claims. And it just, you know, can turn your entire life upside down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a little bit of history in insurance as well. And I just remember, you know, speaking with individuals, this is more on the personal side, but I think this goes for anybody who is not well-versed in the insurance realm, is when you are getting policies, a lot of times you're not really too aware of what is included. I mean, you might have like 2-3 long page deck pages, right? But who's reading that? You want your agent to break it down for exactly what you're covered in. And a lot of people do not know what they need, or just they just don't simply know what their coverage are. They are looking at that price point. So it's really important to know. And I'm so glad you guys are saying this. So to all of our listeners out there, if you're listening, you know, please do yourself a favor. Go ahead and look at your policy. Find out how you're covered and which ways and what you need to do to adjust your coverage that, you know, to fit better for your business. It's so important. It's so important. And if you don't currently have insurance, I'm going to do a shameless plug and say, hey, we partner with Bunker. If we are partnering in your area with Bunker, go ahead, you know, fill out a quote and find out what, you know, Bunker can do for you. It's on our, you know, we have a partner resources page that has a link. You can go directly to there, right through your Join Honk account. And get connected, get more information and figure out how to protect your business better.
Yeah, that's really all we want here. We want to make sure our providers are protected. We know, you know, towing's not an exact science. There are formulas, there are figures, there are facts, there are intangibles about the industry. But when you get out there and you're on the side of the road and you're winching a car out of the ditch, or you're recovering a car from inside somebody's house, it happens. Crazy stuff happens, and you need to be protected from, I mean, for lack of a better term, that there's that marketing campaign, be protected from mayhem. There's a reason that marketing campaign works. It really does speak to this industry. You don't know what chaos is really out there waiting for you around the next turn. You know, you don't know if something was damaged by maybe the previous operator that towed the car. In Yvonne's case, you know, it's been towed four times this month.
it hasn't. Maybe three, but okay.
you don't know if the last guy did some damage. And if maybe you didn't notice it, guess what? You might be on the hook for that damage in some way, shape, or form if you didn't document it previously. But all that stuff goes into reducing claims. Doing that documentation and looking and inspecting and all that stuff all together goes into reducing those claims against you and keeping these costs down.
And I do have to say, you know, as a consumer myself, one of the main reasons why I choose to use Honk as my roadside assistance company is because I know that Honk has a standard for what providers, what we request our providers to have as far as insurance. So at the very least, I have peace of mind knowing my car is covered, the situation is covered because that company themselves is covered. And not only just that, you know, we didn't talk about it yet, but we pull background checks here too. And, you know, for our network, it's 100% free. So again, if you're a listener and you're a tow provider, whether you're a part of the Honk network or not, come fill out a background check. We provide that for free because we really want to make sure that not just our customers, everyone out there is covered.
Yeah, that's there's some news going around the industry about that. We won't touch on that too much, but we do want to mention that Honk's background checks for our provider network are absolutely free. We don't charge for those. We are investing in our network. We want our providers to be ready. Even before they do a job with us, we invest in them to let them know that we want to support them and we want to make sure that they are the best provider for our network.
Absolutely. So I want to get back to this just for a second because I know, Chad, we talked about a little bit about the live COI feature. And that just sounds like such great tech and it sounds like things are being a lot more streamlined for providers. And so, Andrea, maybe you can hop on this as well and tell us how, if once that is released, how that would be helpful to the Honk network and just overall for anyone looking to get a COI.
Absolutely. The COIs, and I'll let Chad go into a little bit more detail about them, but the COIs for any of the clients or any of the motor clubs, anyone that would be using them, it basically gives us a live insight as to, you know, if their policy is active, what the coverages are. So it's super helpful for both the tow provider because they don't necessarily have to call their agent, get it sent over, get it emailed, fax it over like the old days. Now we've got live insight.
It's less time in the office, more time on the road making money. It boils down to the less paperwork you have to do, the more efficient you can be as an owner, as an operator.
Yeah, and I would definitely echo that. And Andrea, you brought up a really good point too earlier in the call where, you know, you guys are pretty laser focused on like what is the exact service that that provider is providing. And then you tailor the coverage and requirements according to that service, right? So if you're only providing roadside, you may not need to purchase, you know, the same level of insurance that you would if you're, you know, towing vehicles. And that notion is one of the things that we kind of stumbled on early on in our journey of building Bunker as a company was just that all these organizations were having to track what is required from an insurance perspective, right? And oftentimes they would kind of spread it like peanut butter. So they would just say, oh, if you're anyone on the network, you're just required to carry X, Y, and Z. And it didn't matter. And that's one of the things we've been doing is working with companies to be a little more specific on what exactly is required so you can tailor it to what makes sense for that provider. And so I think that's a really good example. And our platform actually tracks all of that data then for those organizations. So if you want to have five different insurance requirements, depending on the type of, you know, operator on your platform, our platform makes it easy to do that. And the live COI really, it kind of touches on that same pain point, right? The industry shouldn't operate the way that it did, right? With a paper, you know, kind of PDF, the static document that somebody has to fill out and they email it or fax it and somebody has to review it. And it's effectively all just data moving back and forth. And so, you know, early on we said, why does it operate that way and how could we make it better? And we talked to a lot of small businesses and we talked to a lot of organizations that track this on behalf of, you know, their business partners. And that was kind of the impetus for us to launch that live certificate of insurance. So now any Bunker customer can log in to their basically profile and all they have to do is just type in the email address of whoever they want to share their proof of insurance with. And it instantly gets shared to that person and they can see in real time what they have from an insurance perspective. So, it, you know, going back to Dennis's point, it saves a considerable amount of time for that small business so they can focus on things that are more important about running their business.
And Chad, you mentioned that peanut butter approach. Andrea, maybe you want to cover this, but we tried the peanut butter approach at one point, and we learned that it isolated some really good providers out of our network that, you know, weren't required to have, you know, whatever coverage it was because they weren't doing towing. They were only doing jump starts. They're only doing fuel deliveries for us.
Right. Yeah. There's actually one claim that I think of, and anyone that's doing storage specifically, you know, we all know about auto liability and we all know about the general liability for your business, but there are some tow and storing specific coverages, often called on hook or cargo coverage. And then there's another one called garage keepers, which protects, you know, customers' cars that are on your property. And I always think of this claim that I had where there was a car driving down Main Street and it actually went airborne after hitting a median and went like on the side of this Main Street was a shop, a tow shop, and they had a little auto repair bay there as well. And this airborne car went through their 8-foot fence and into the lot of the shop, damaging, I think, 3 or 4 customer cars and actually injuring a homeless person who turns out was sleeping in one of those cars.
Unfortunately, I
was dealing with this, you know, business owner's policy, and they did not have garage keepers, coverage on their policy. They just had kind of a generic general liability policy, and it was, again, just left them exposed. So we really, you know, my job is to try and get the word out there about all of the different types of coverages that you need and can have. And especially, like you said, if you are doing some of these differing types of services like storing vehicles, you know, just make sure you're talking to your agent. And if you have an attorney, anyone like that, anything that you think could possibly happen, you know, while we want to be realistic and cover, you know, reasonable losses, we also want to think of that airborne vehicle and that homeless person sleeping in one of the cars, because you could be liable for his damages, for his injuries. It's terrible. And
that really is the towing industry in a nutshell. We really have no idea what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. Cars literally come flying out of the sky.
Gosh. That's so, I'm just like sitting here like, no wonder this is an interesting conversation, because if you listen to this all day long, Andrea, I'm sure you're just like, what's next? What is going to happen today? But that's awful. And one thing that you always say, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, every day, you know, a new claim comes in where I'm like, well, this one tops it.
Yeah. I got to start checking in with you on a daily basis, because I'm like, okay, what's today's story?
Yes, I've got a good one.
Maybe we'll get you your own podcast at some point.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, tales of hot claims, right? You know, but one thing Andrea always says is that the time to find the best insurance for your needs is before the loss occurs. You know, you were talking about that is, you know, don't wait until after something happens to think about if you have coverage for it. That's not the time. You know, it's the time is now, and be prepared for it. And when it happens, you'll be covered.
Absolutely. And, you know, Hunk really made it an easy, streamlined process to get in your insurance. You can, you know, upload it straight to your profile on joinhonk.com. And we're, you know, reviewing those within 24 hours. And you can actually email your agent directly from your JoinHonk profile and have them send it in to us. So, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you, the driver to and the owner, to get us that information. And, you know, anything we can do to help, we're happy to educate or, you know, reach out and assist with the agent if needed, if they need to find out what's required from us or what kind of coverages we request and the limits too.
Now we didn't touch too much on it, but I did want to talk about the topic of digital claims just really fast. Because I know that is the future. It's currently happening, but it's definitely the future of this industry. And so I know that providers are going to have to transition their business to more of a tech-based business because that's where the consumers are. You know, we all know Honk was created to provide, you know, this Uber, Amazon type of, you know, quick service. And I think digital claims really makes that easy on the consumer side. How is that affecting what you guys do at Bunker, Chad?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, technology is core to what we do. And so whether it's leveraging third-party data to make sure that it's easy for somebody to apply for insurance, or just streamlining the process, right? So they can do it anytime and apply for insurance. I mean, those are some of the things that I think are really going to be table stakes in the insurance industry. And, you know, companies like Bunker and many, many others that are focused on innovating in insurance are doing just that.
Yeah. And in your opinion, is there a specific, and maybe Andrea, you can touch on this as well, but why would you say tow operators should embrace this new side of tech for their business?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason would just be efficiency, right? I mean, it ultimately is going to be a big time saver for them. And I mean, the more time that they can save on, and you know, kind of like we joked about earlier, right? The only people that love insurance are the people that are on this podcast right now. I guarantee
that's not me.
except for Dennis, right?
So Dennis, I'll speak for myself, I guess, on that one. But, it is what I talk about on Friday nights, but I know what you talk about.
Yeah, no, he only loves it when it comes to me needing to use them. So you use it.
So, I mean, if you just look at, and I'm not doing this to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but when we look at our customer testimonials or, you know, the reviews that customers leave, you know, I would say 60 to 70% of the time, they are just really, really happy with the time that it saved, right? The efficiency part of it. So the less time that they can spend on insurance and the more time that they can spend on either their business or just other fun things that aren't insurance. And that's a big part of embracing technology and how it can help.
Agreed. And I'll come at it from a risk management side of it. I mean, so digital claims, especially after COVID or during COVID, are really the way of the future. And this pandemic has shown us just how little we actually need to interact with a human. I mean, even from ordering a pizza to having your vehicle repaired, I mean, if we can complete our claims processes through, you know, just photos of damage and issuing a digital payment, the customer is happier and there's actually less possibility of suit because of these delays or because of improper handling. There's a lot less, what do we call it, room for manual or human error, honestly, when AI takes over or when a automatic trigger process happens. It makes the process better for not only the person filing the claim, but the person it's being filed against.
And like Chad said, the timing of how much time this actually takes. I've seen tow company owners with 100 trucks in their fleet who like to shop their insurance yearly to see if they can get a lower rate and spend an entire month out of the year gathering all their documents, all their titles, all their registrations, all their driver's licenses, because they have new drivers that they've hired since last time that maybe they haven't updated their policy correctly. You know, drivers come and go in this industry sometimes. They don't stay long, so sometimes you don't have a chance to get them onboarded right away. So you have a big file of photos of driver's licenses and photocopies of titles and insurance cards and registrations, and just spending an entire month of time doing that. Think about how much time you can get back if you went to a digital solution and had all that stuff in one place where you can just easily go, okay, here we go. Here's all my insurance stuff. Upload it one time and you're done.
You just brought up something for me, Dennis. I know that, you know, typically with insurance, if you have an accident or a claim, it stays on your record for, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but it typically stays on your record for about 3 to 5 years. And so I know that the single driver can affect the commercial policy. What's the turnover look like? Let's say that driver is on a policy. They've had a few claims. The owner decides they no longer want to employ that driver because that operator, because maybe they're too risky for their business. What recourse does the owner then have to come back and say, you know, that risk is no longer part of my business? Can we still, redo the underwriting process, or would they have to wait until that, you know, that premium or that, I'm sorry, that time period?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't think it's really binary necessarily. So I do think they would certainly have to wait until the renewal of that policy to kind of negotiate the rate again. And it is going to vary by, you know, insurance company. So I think some insurance companies would look at that and say, hey, great, you know, that's a risk management improvement. You've improved kind of the risk profile. And because of that, we're going to either, you know, not give you an increase, or we're going to reduce the premium or keep it flat. And so I do think it is going to be a little bit case by case, and will depend on some of those factors. But absolutely, I think it is it's a decision that's going to serve you well regardless, right? Because if you have somebody who you just, you're not comfortable or confident that they're going to be adhering to, you know, kind of the same safety practices that you want them to be, you know, it's probably going to cause problems, bigger problems even down the road. So, yeah.
So yeah, really what we want to let our providers know is, you know, check your coverage, know what you have, know what's required for your business, for your contracts, for whatever roadside companies you're working for, whatever commercial contracts you have, know what your limits are, know what your coverages are, know what's required, and make better informed decisions regarding your coverage options. Look around, see what's out there. Look at the new technology that's going on, digital claims, UBI, all the stuff we've been talking about here today. And, you know, Chad, how about you give us a little quick elevator pitch for Bunker right now?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first off, we really appreciate the partnership that we have with Honk. And if you are a provider out there and you're in need of insurance, obviously hit Honk up and or Bunker. So anyone can visit us at buildbunker.com, and you know, we are very empathetic to the needs of tow operators and small businesses alike. And, you know, our goal is to save them both time on insurance and money on insurance.
And I think we make it really easy too. If you are a current Honk provider within your Honk account, you do have access to Bunker via our partner resources page. So if you're a partner, just go and log in. You'll see that there. Click on the link and you'll have access.
And today, like everything else we do on this show, is we're here to just try and educate our network and give them the resources available to make their business better, because we don't succeed unless our partners do.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Get Hooked episode today. Such a great conversation, so much knowledge, information for all of our guys out there. Yeah, Chad and Andrea, thank you so much for joining in, guys.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. This was fun.
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely fun for me. Dennis, we'll talk about something. I have nothing for you because this was exciting to me. I'm like, Andrea, we'll talk after this. I need to hear more stories. But
we better be buying a truck on the next episode.
Yeah, if you're paying for it, we're good. And we still owe our listeners an episode of me attempting to change a tire. So
yes,
it happens. But maybe I need to hop on the Bunker page myself and get better insurance to make sure I'm covered for that.
Wow, what an exciting episode that was. It's almost like we took the topic of insurance and made it a little bit exciting for people, I think.
Speak for yourself. That was a lot of exciting for me. I mean, I like I said, I'm going to find out more stories from Andrea because it's just interesting. So many things. So
ask her about the one with the pets in the truck.
Oh my gosh. No way. I'm already typing. All right, guys. See you. Great show. Bye. No.
If you're out there, you want more content, check us out at Honk for Help on Instagram, on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. Our podcast is available through all major podcast resources, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. We're here. Go hit like, subscribe, follow us. The more of you that listen, the better we look.
Yep. And as always, make sure you get hooked. We'll see you guys next episode.